Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
I hope you've heard everything that Derek Prince has said this week. Today, Derek is going to take us into some very important understanding about how God actually uses the hardship of our lives. I want you to hear this, that this is one of the great truths that will deliver you from bitterness in your life. If you will realize that your circumstances do not just happen randomly, but rather that God actually draws you to them and then uses them in your life, that will free you. And you're going to hear Derek talk about this today. Now, I asked you yesterday to make a list of the things, of the experiences in your life that might induce bitterness, that might have left you tainted in some way, the kinds of things that have hurt you, have disillusioned you, where betrayal has come into your life, where you've rehearsed in the months and years afterwards, the bitterness and the disappointment, maybe with others, maybe on your own. We're going to pray for those. We're going to ask God to heal those. And we're going to ask God to also help you walk above the bitter pools of your life that are yet to come in the days ahead. But right now, let's listen to Derek Prince as he teaches us about life's bitter pool.
Our theme this week has been life's bitter pool. This has been based on the experience of the Israelites in the desert when they came to the pool of Marah and found the water too bitter to drink. You remember they'd had that tremendous deliverance. They'd passed through the Red Sea as though on dry ground. And then they'd gone out into the wilderness for 3 days, found no water, come to a pool, thought that they would be able to drink it, and then, to their disappointment, found that it was bitter and could not be drunk. And I've suggested to you that there's a bitter pool somewhere in the life of nearly every one of us, a place of bitter disappointment, where something that gleams and shines and seems so beautiful is not really what we thought it would be. I suggested some examples that are common in our contemporary culture today, kinds of bitter pools that you and I may have faced or may have to face. A broken marriage, a business failure, a health breakdown, or disillusionment with a human leader. And yet we saw, as we studied that incident in the history of Israel, that the bitter pool was in God's program for Israel. And I believe the same can be true in the life of each one of us. God permits us to come to the bitter pool because he has a purpose. Then when God's purpose is accomplished, the bitter, through the supernatural work of God, turns to sweet if we respond aright to God's dealings. It's so important that we respond aright. Today I'm going to express this vital truth of our experience as a comprehensive principle that operates in every area of life. In fact, I would say that God has built this principle into the operation of the universe itself. There are two passages I particularly have in mind that state the principle. The first is found in the Old Testament. The second, which we look at later, is found in the New. First, we look at the passage in the Old Testament. It's found in Hosea chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. This is a prophetic passage which I believe is coming into fulfillment in our day. It's the promise of God to his people Israel to restore them to himself, to restore them to the blessings that he has for them, to restore them to their land. And here in Hosea, he describes the way that he's going to work out their restoration. I want you to listen carefully because, as so often, the way God does things is not the way you and I would expect him to do things. And therefore, we have to be, as it were, watchful, or we'll miss what God is doing. This is what the Lord says concerning the restoration of Israel in Hosea 2, verses 14 through 16. Therefore I am now going to allure her. I will lead her into the desert and speak tenderly to her. See, sometimes God begins to allure us. That word is a rather mystical word. It contains the thought of somehow dealing with us in a way that we don't fully understand, and yet we feel drawn. He says, I will lead her into the desert. The desert is not normally the place of blessing. And speak tenderly to her. Literally in Hebrew, the Lord says, I will speak to her heart. That's a very beautiful expression in Hebrew. You see, it's not always possible for God to speak to our heart. Sometimes our heart is closed. Sometimes we're not responsive. So God has to work in our lives and bring about situations like bringing Israel into the desert where he can speak to our heart. Then this is what he says. Once he's gained her attention, there I will give her back her vineyards and will make the valley of Achor a door of hope. You need to know that in Hebrew the word Achor means trouble. I will make the valley of trouble a door of hope. That phrase door of hope in Hebrew is Petach Tikva, and it's the name of one of the major suburbs of Tel Aviv today. But it's taken there from that passage in Hosea. I will make the valley of Achor a door of hope. There she will sing as in the days of her youth, as in the day she came up out of Egypt. And you notice we saw earlier in the story of the Bitter Pool how Miriam and all the women of Israel sang there on the shores of the Red Sea. God says, I'm going to give her back a song. Maybe I'm talking to some right now who've lost the song. I think it's tragic when a Christian loses that song. You used to have a song in your heart. You used to praise the Lord so freely and spontaneously. And now there's a heaviness. There's a doubt. There's a kind of sense of being left out. God wants to give you back your song. There she will sing as in the days of her youth, as in the day she came up out of Egypt. And now we come to the purpose of God, the revelation. Just as at the bitter pool, there's a revelation of himself that God wants to give. In that day, declares the Lord, you will call me my husband. You will no longer call me my master. See, under the old covenant, Israel's relationship to the Lord was a marriage relationship, but they knew him as Baal, as master. It was a relationship not really based on heart commitment, on deep personal love. But God says, when I restore you, you'll not come back on the same level of revelation. You'll come back on a higher revelation. You won't just call me my master. You'll call me my husband. That's a very intimate word in Hebrew. I'll show you myself in a new light. I'll show you myself as the one who loves you, as a husband loves his wife. It's a revelation of love, of deep tenderness.
I want you to go to your Bible, and I want you to find that passage, Hosea 2, verses 14 through 16, that Derek just read from. And I want you to hear these words and read them in your Bible and underline them. Therefore, God said, I am about to allure her, draw her, that means. I will lead her into the desert and speak tenderly there. And then God says, I will make the valley of trouble a door of hope. It's very important that you begin to see the valleys of trouble in your life, past, present, and future, as places that God is going to open up a door of hope. Understand, he drew you to those days of difficulty because he loves you and he wants to shape you. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Have you ever wondered where you belong? Wondered how to find your place in this world? Searching for that longed-for spot where your gifts are maximized and your days are filled with meaning and purpose? Finding it can seem impossible. And if you're like many believers, you have questions such as, where should I live? What should I be doing? And who can I turn to for advice? In the classic audio series, Finding Your Place, Derek Prince will help you answer these and other vital questions as he explains that God has a specific purpose and a special place for you to fit into his plans. This 3-CD set explores a theme of tremendous importance to every Christian, because until you find your place, you will never be totally fulfilled. Now for a limited time, you can receive Derek's 3-CD series, Finding Your Place, for only $14.95, a savings of 16%. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. God has a place for you. Discover your calling and find your place. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Find out more when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's Friday. We're in the last day of a marvelous teaching that we've been listening to all week on life's bitter pool. And Derek is just about to take us into one of the great points of understanding about our sufferings and our difficulties. And that is that God wants to end our own ungodly self-confidence, our own reliance on our own strength. And he wants to give us what the Phillips translation says in James 1, the right kind of confidence in him and the character he's worked into our lives. Let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about life's bitter pool.
So you see, God's purpose in dealing with Israel was to bring them to a new revelation of himself. When I see in history all the infinite wisdom and patience of God he has expended in dealing with Israel and is still expending, I take tremendous courage in my own life. I think if God is so patient with a nation, then he can be that patient with me. And even if I do have to go through the valley of trouble, if I will continue, if I will persevere, not give up, not turn back, not grumble, not start to complain, then that valley of trouble will become for me, as for Israel, a door of hope. A door that leads me to a new and deeper and fuller revelation of the Lord, a revelation of his love and his compassion and his tenderness. You know, sometimes it's only in seasons of grief that we can really appreciate compassion and tenderness. So if it's the bitter pool, bear in mind that out of the bitter pool, God is going to reveal himself to you if you will let him speak to your heart. Now, I want to illustrate this same principle of God's dealings from a passage in the New Testament, in the writings of Paul, where Paul is writing in a very personal vein about experiences that he himself had gone through, very hard, difficult experiences. The passage is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril. Literally, it's from such a death. And he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us. There's a man speaking out of personal experience. He said, we were under such pressure, we despaired of life. It was far beyond our ability to endure. Do you suppose that Paul was out of the will of God in that situation? There's no indication whatever. He was in the full will of God. He was doing the purpose of God. He was being used of God. And yet God permitted him to come into that situation of pressure where it seemed the very life was being pressed out of him. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt, I can't take another step? There's not one more ounce of pressure that I can endure. God, why are you permitting this? Well, Paul and many other servants of the Lord have been through that before you. And there is a reason. God's reason is stated by Paul. This happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. See, God wants to bring us to a place where we're at the end of all confidence in ourselves. We've reached the absolute limit of our own knowledge, our experience, our strength, our ability. We've entered into an experience of death, and then out of that death, God supernaturally moves to bring us into a resurrection, which is on a far higher level than we were living on before we experienced that death. You see, God always is leading us upwards. He's leading us onwards. But if he's going to bring us into a resurrection, he has to bring us through a death. I've experienced that in my own life. And I remember I cried out to God once and I said, God, why do you only bless the things that first die and then are resurrected? And I felt God gave me this simple answer. He said, because when I'm allowed to resurrect something, I resurrect it in the form that I want it to be in. And so if you're going to go through an experience of death, remember there's a resurrection. Remember there's a new revelation of God, a deeper, fuller knowledge of God. If you'll just hang on and trust him and believe him.
That's what God is doing. He's fashioning a new life inside of us and taking away our old life. That's what we committed to when we became believers. And that's what he does in the seasons of hardship. There's more to come, including a tremendous time of ministry, as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Have you ever wondered where you belong? Wondered how to find your place in this world? Searching for that longed-for spot where your gifts are maximized and your days are filled with meaning and purpose? Finding it can seem impossible. And if you're like many believers, you have questions such as, where should I live? What should I be doing? And who can I turn to for advice? In the classic audio series, Finding Your Place, Derek Prince will help you answer these and other vital questions as he explains that God has a specific purpose and a special place for you to fit into His plans. This 3-CD set explores a theme of tremendous importance to every Christian, because until you find your place, you will never be totally fulfilled. Now, for a limited time, you can receive Derek's 3-CD series, Finding Your Place, for only $14.95, a savings of 16%. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. God has a place for you. Discover your calling and find your place. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Find out more when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and I sure hope that you have been with us all week for this powerful and transforming teaching by Derek Prince on life's bitter pool. We all have hardships. We all have difficulties. We all have opportunity to have our life and our heart tainted by bitterness. But Derek has been teaching us how to overcome that. And I want to spend a few moments with you now to be very, very practical in the application of what Derek has been teaching. Because I believe that even though we may be separated by thousands of miles, the fact is that the Spirit of God is able to empower the Word in very wonderful and transforming ways. And we here at Derek Prince Ministries are eager for you to experience the riches of what Jesus has provided. There's a story in Luke chapter 24 that I want to just sort of launch off here as we get specific about these issues in our lives. It's one of the stories that I most love. It's after the resurrection has already happened. Two disciples who have only heard the troubling and the disappointing things about the crucifixion of Jesus are walking to a town called Emmaus. They haven't heard about the resurrection. They have only heard that Jesus' body was stolen. They've heard that he was beaten. They know that he was crucified. They've heard the troubling rumors about women at tombs and all that kind of thing, but they don't know the rest of the story, as we say. And as they're walking along arguing about these matters, Jesus pulls up alongside of them. They don't know who he is, of course. And he asks them what they're talking about. And I won't go into all the detail of what they tell him, but they basically share with him their disappointment. And here's what they say in verse 21 of the 24th chapter of Luke. They say, "We were hoping that he was the one. We were hoping. We had hoped. We had a hope that was disappointed. We had a hope that was dashed. It was our heart's desire that this one would be the Messiah and that things would be different. But now he's dead, and we're walking along here in our disappointment and disillusionment." And you know, that is very much the way we are in this life. We have hopes. We hope for a good life. We hope for a life of peace. We hope for good marriages and successful businesses and kids who grow up tall and wonderful and godly. And we hope for noble friends who never betray us. And we hope to live life as a grand and noble adventure. But you know what? It often doesn't turn out that way. We enjoy elements of it. We enjoy some of that. But friends do betray. I mean, even the book of Proverbs says that a brother is born for adversity. And spouses sometimes do leave, and marriages sometimes aren't the fonts of love and support they are meant to be. They're times of horrible disillusionment. But here's what Jesus did. Jesus listened to them, and then he taught them the scriptures, having rebuked them for their unbelief. And then he broke bread with them and had what we now know as a prefiguring of the Lord's Supper. And the Bible says their eyes were opened and they saw Jesus. And when Jesus disappeared from them, they said, "Weren't our hearts ablaze?" And I recognize that many of you listening today are very much like these two on the road to Emmaus. You are living in a condition of dashed and disappointed hope. you had hoped. You had hoped that being a parent would be something more wonderful. You had hoped that your friends would be faithful to you. You had hoped that your business would thrive. You had hoped that you might have better health. You have, as we all have in life, disappointments, disillusionments, moments of betrayal, wounding, coaches, parents, friends. You know all the list. And I've even asked you to make a list. And the issue now is, what are we going to do about it? We've heard Derek's teaching. We know that there's healing available. And so I want to ask you for a moment to think through, and hopefully you've made a list as I've asked you to do during this week, and really have a knowledge, a kind of a freshly in your mind, the things that have induced bitterness in your life, the situations you think back on, and there's a real, just a sense of pain in your soul, and maybe you've driven around in your car just yelling at people who maybe aren't even alive. You know, we live this bitterness as though it happened yesterday. And I want to take you to a moment of ministry. I want you to embrace what Derek's been teaching. And first of all, begin to see those experiences in your life as situations that God led you to. Remember Hosea 2. He drew Israel into the desert and turned the valley of trouble into a door of hope. God orchestrated. God drew you into all of those situations. And he wants it to be redemptive. But you have to stop being bitter over them. You have to stop seeing them just in their human sense. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lead those listening now into a moment of prayer and confession. Father, we have situations in our past that we have been angry about, raging. We've been angry at you. We felt betrayed and hurt and wounded. We ask, first of all, for the grace to see those situations as situations where you have taught us, where you have taken us there to fashion us and to make us into the vessels conformed to the image of Jesus. And so we ask forgiveness for our rage and our anger and our bitterness and the hours we've spent rehearsing the vile that has come out of those situations. And Father, we ask now for two things. First of all, forgiveness, that we will release the human vessels who were the tools in those situations. And second of all, Father, that we will fix our eyes on Jesus and have that Emmaus Road experience where we can see Jesus in the middle of that situation and what you were trying to accomplish. We ask this in Jesus' name. Now, I want to take you to just another step very quickly, and I want you to realize that in your future, you are going to have opportunities to be offended. I mean, even the Bible says that offenses will come, that we'll have many troubles. Your life, the road you're going to walk, has bitter pools all over it. You must choose to avoid those. You must choose to allow the cross to make those pools sweet and to make them the oases that they were intended to be, and to avoid the temptation to simply be grumblers and complainers. I'm telling you, I have known people 70 and 80 years old who have 50 years of rehearsed bitterness, and it has absolutely made them horrible human beings to be around. God wants more for you. So now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for a spirit of wisdom and revelation for those who are listening. I pray that they will begin to see their life's path in a different light. And I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to help them to welcome the bitter pool experience as an opportunity of revelation, an opportunity of character and testing, an opportunity to see the bitter pool turned into the refreshing oasis of God. Lord God, prepare us. Give us that Holy Spirit radar to sense when it's coming, to not surrender our souls to deformity, and to welcome a fresh work of Jesus so that when we are at the end of our lives, we will not have a life tainted by bitterness, but rather we will ourselves be people of refreshing and ministry and overflow of the Spirit of God who can refresh others and teach others how to walk through the bitter pools of life. This is our prayer, Father, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, we want to hear from you as God is doing things in your life, as God is setting you free. There are people who can pray for you. Communicate with us. Log on to the website at derekprince.org. Let us know what God is doing, particularly in this area of the bitter pool and the bitternesses of life. And let us continue to pray for you. Plus, there are lots of great resources for you at Derek Prince Ministries. Log on to derekprince.org. Well, that's all the time we have for this week. Be sure to join us again next week for some marvelous teaching from God's Word. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again next week as the legacy continues.
To order your own set of Derek's CD teaching series, Finding Your Place, call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This classic 4-CD series is yours for the special price of $14.95.
800-448-3261, 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.